Christmas has come early here at the Chateau. Santa delivered a gift to me on behalf of my wife and her parents, and they let me have it early. Welcome to the Big Sack for day 10 of Napod Pomo. Hello, my name is Dave, and welcome to day 10 of my Napod Pomo series for 2020. On the 29th of February 2012, something rather remarkable happened. Sales opened on one of the most revolutionary computing devices to hit the market since the personal computer hit the big time in the 1970s. I am talking about the Raspberry Pi, a small credit card-sized computing device that sold for about £25. Opened up the world to affordable small-scale computing and was likely the pivot into what became known as the Internet of Things. I got up early that morning to hit the website as soon as the product was launched, although unfortunately neither of the two suppliers who carried the device at the initial launch were prepared for the onslaught of demand for these little computers, and the sites went down pretty much immediately. Some people were lucky on the site, others less so. I think I managed to get my order in a few days later, although by then there was a huge waiting time. I believe I got my first one in May sometime, but by then these sites weren't so busy, so I already had another one on the way by the time the first one had arrived. The first thing I did with it was to connect it up to the telly and use it as a media server for music and videos that I had, legitimately, stored on a network storage device. It was brilliant. A bit glitchy and laggy in use maybe, but once the film started going, it was absolutely on point. It stayed in use for quite some time until Google released the Chromecast, and that made that particular Pi redundant. By about 2015, I probably had three, maybe four of these things in the house, sadly all gathering dust in the corner of the room, but I was canny and realised that I still had, and still have, two or three of the original batch devices, which may well be worth something one day. A couple of years ago, Google released the AIY Voice project, which was a cardboard box that came with all the hardware and guides you needed in order to turn a Raspberry Pi into a Google Assistant. It had a speaker and a button and a nice little blue light on top to activate it, but it wasn't anywhere near as intelligent or useful as the more modern Google Assistant devices, like the Google Home. Then, guess what? We bought Google Home Minis, and then that Raspberry Pi joined the others in the corner, catching up on all of the dust that it had been missing out on. So by that point, I think I probably had four full-size Pis, and maybe a couple of the Pi Zeros, which are the little tiny things designed to be used inside other things. I hadn't really explored it up to that point. I think I just got one because they were new and attached a LED stick to it that flashed in the corner or something, I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to cut an even longer story slightly shorter by saying that I now have three full-size Pis in full-time use here at the castle. I've got one acting as a Pi hole, which is a ad blocker and a network management tool, Octoprint for the 3D printer, and also a CCTV unit, plus one Pi Zero as a remote camera, and then another one on the way. I'm trying to build up a decent video security system for the house because we've had attention on the street, shall we say. So back to the original point of this episode, I was graciously given today as part of my Christmas present from the wife and her parents a Raspberry Pi 400. A Pi 4 built into a keyboard case which you can use either as a development machine for stuff or as a low-powered replacement for a desktop computer. My intention is to use it for audio recording mainly, but it's also incredibly portable, so the options are wide and varied. I can't tell you too much about it, sadly, as I've only had it for a few hours, but I'm really looking forward to seeing what I end up doing with it. I will report back to you on a later date. If you haven't already done so, please do subscribe to The Big Slurp wherever you get your podcasts, and if you find somewhere that The Big Slurp isn't, please let me know. Also, let me know if you have any thoughts on what I've spoken about today, or if there's anything else you'd like me to cover off or offer my opinion on in a future episode. Drop me an email to slurp@thelovebug.org, or leave a comment on this episode over at thelovebug.org/sack. If you like what I'm doing, why not leave a review for The Big Slurp wherever you found this podcast, or just email me and let me know you're listening. So that's it for now. Thank you very much indeed for listening. You can find all my previous episodes over at thelovebug.org/slurp. Wherever you are in the world, stay safe, look after your Raspberry Pis. I'll be back tomorrow. Please join me if you can.